This is once again the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. On this Friday, happy weekend, K-State Nation. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is K-State football here tomorrow night, volleyball, which we're going to get into here in a moment, women's soccer tonight, and other sports out there in K-State University, including men's and women's basketball here around the corner as well. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this, hopefully today or even this weekend sometime, as this is going, well, this is the postcast, almost said preview. I will be recording a preview edition here very shortly of both soccer and football, as they both will be taking on KU, so might as well just do it big, right? So definitely make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and feel free to give us 4 or 5 stars. That helps this unique K-State podcast out to get out to help out other K-State fans search and find this podcast. Postcast of women's volleyball losing last night in Manhattan, Kansas, at home to Utah. So now volleyball has hit a little low as well. After going on a 3-game winning streak, they have lost two. They've lost two in a row. Yeah, back-to-back games, two in a row here. This time to Utah here. Let's see. Actually, yeah, this is another 1-2. Okay, I almost said 5-7. I had to double-check, make sure that was correct there on my notes there. I don't know what was going on with that. But anyways, getting back on track here, Utah, 4 sets there as they lost 25-21. Looking here, yeah, they won the first set, 25-21. And then everything just kind of slightly went downhill. Competitive sets across the board, for the exception of probably the last set 4, they were Utah, wrapped this thing up. K-State played another ranked opponent. Utah came in the volleyball rankings, 21st in the country there. But this has been a theme with this volleyball team. We've seen personal achievements, and again, we saw that last night with the big two, Aaliyah Carter and Izzy Swietzki. Izzy Swietzki has had a terrific senior season to this point. Aaliyah Carter doing her usual thing. doing her usual thing out there, achieving in her final season at K-State, doing it big there. Going back to Carter here. Carter, 27 kills last night, and she set the school record for kills in a 4-set match in the scoring era. in the scoring era in this one. But again, on a losing effort there, as K-State now drops to 500 in conference play after kind of hovering over 500 for a little bit. Up until right now here in late October. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III. Yeah, of course, they're going to do that while I record this postcast. But anyways, moving on, we're going to power right on through this. So let's see, going back through here. Yeah, K-State now 6-11 in this year, 4-4 in the Big 12. There, let's see here. Carter achieved this record in the 22nd kill of the night. Izzy Swietzki, back to her real quick. Fourth time, 50 assist match. This is just crazy. 50 sets this year, 50 assists. When it comes to games, and she's been an absolute monster when it comes to that this year. So we're going to step aside here for a second here, and we're going to come back after this. We'll resume this postcast here in just a moment. Welcome back to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. 21st ranked Utah, postcast women's volleyball 3. Kansas State volleyball 1 on this podcast, and I apologize about that. There, of course, Friday, I should probably know that by now, but according to this, on this Friday morning, and I didn't even say the date, Friday, October 25th, 2023, 4. Okay, so going back to her, Izzy Swiatkowski, picking up right where I left off, got her 4th 50-assist match of the season, entered the night, needing only 51 to reach 3,000, to reach the 3,000th career assist mark, and she got that. She got that there as well. Of course, Swiatkowski, once again, for those of you new to the Freshers podcast, from Beaverton, Oregon, transferred last year to join Jason Mansfield, the head coach of this K-State women's volleyball team. Carter, got Carter, double kills of the night. We already said that. Shaylee Myers, 17 kills on the night last night. That was her career high. At K-State, we talked about Shaylee Myers here and there on this podcast when it comes to volleyball and any other AC square connection. Anya Clinton had 12 last night as well. Ella Larkin, 12 digs. And that's her 5th match this year with 20 or more digs. And Simone Simmons. Let's see, I did it again. Simone Simmons had a 10. I apologize. Maybe it's just a habit there. You know, Justin Simmons, the one of the safeties for the Atlanta Falcons. Don't turn this into Atlanta Falcons podcast here. That's a separate podcast for another conversation for another podcast there as well. K-State played a really good volleyball team here last night at Morgan Family Arena. Utah got their 16th win of the year. Now they move up to 6-2. In the Big 12 there, and now we're going to get a quote here from Jason Mansfield here, as we're going to actually, since we saw another a couple of milestones achieved, we're going to go to Jason Mansfield to get his quotes on that. We're going to start with Aaliyah Carter here. This is from Coach Jason Mansfield. Quote, "I'm obviously really proud of Aaliyah with Liz Gregowski out. I expected that from her. She's a leader and competitor. I knew she would step up because she knows she needs to. It was a special performance for her. 27 kills and hitting over 350. Exactly was 362. She hasn't had a match like that all year. I'm really proud of her, and I know she can do this every match. I'm excited she finally broke through, and hopefully we'll see it again." Oh, that's an interesting... That's interesting there. Yeah, I mentioned the first half of this postcast. Aaliyah Carter is, we've seen it here and there, but not the Aaliyah Carter that we know that can put it up every match. And she's been in the starting lineup, but it's interesting how Coach Mansfield is using Aaliyah Carter there. Very interesting. I know Aaliyah Carter here is coming up to an end of her K-State career, unfortunately, but she's a stud, man. We all should know this by now. Kind of interesting how Coach Mansfield put it that way. Liz Gorowski, reminder, she got injured a couple of matches ago, so she was really coming on. Yeah, we talked about her on this podcast. Izzy, obviously, every postcast we talk about her, she's having some 50 assists a night game or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, what it is, but yeah, Aaliyah Carter, yeah, that's very interesting there. That sounds like she's been having an inconsistent year, but she's put a lot of heart into this thing, and we know, K-State Nation knows, we know Aaliyah Carter has it. You know, she ain't like she's getting up there, really up there in age, you know what I'm talking about? This still is a talented young woman that knows how to play this game, and we've seen huge games from this is nothing. This might be, I know I haven't seen a ton in person, but I have checked in here and there, and yeah, we've covered it over the years on this podcast since the inception of the Purple Project podcast. Utah 3, 21st ranked Utah 3, K-State 1, the Purple Project podcast postcast edition. Eddie Greer here, as K-State now falls to 500 in conference play, 4-4, and overall 6-11. And we're going to finish up Mansfield here with Izzy Swiatkowski. Quote, "That's a crazy number, 3,000 assists. She's just a special player and does a great job of running our offense and putting our hitters in good situations. She's really stepped up in the last couple matches. Izzy's a special is a special and talented player who certainly makes us better in quote as well. Well, they're going to be playing Iowa State. Iowa State coming on Sunday in James Hilton Coliseum at noon. And this is actually going to be a national televised game. So ESPN2 will have this match on ESPN2. A huge part of a huge weekend of college sports, not only around the country, but college football especially as well. So Iowa State, 9-9 overall this year, and only 3-4 in the conference. So again, can K-State do it again on the road? Last time they were on the road, they knocked out some pretty good teams, including Texas Tech and 5. So I wouldn't be surprised if K-State takes their opponent to five sets. So, but yeah, we've talked about Izzy saves like every postcast here, and at length too. So I don't know her personally, but it's been pretty nice to talk about her play. That's always speaks for itself there as well. But it'll be interesting. I mean, I expect nothing less from her, and I'm interested to see Aaliyah Carter. Hopefully the mojo, getting the kills as leader that she is in volleyball. That didn't come out right, but getting that in the scoring area, we'll see. We know she wants to win. Aaliyah Carr, all these girls want to win for sure. But we'll see what happens in Ames over the weekend. That's a Sunday noon match game there. So volleyball in action this weekend. Obviously soccer tonight, which we'll get into. I'll get into that here momentarily on this podcast. K-State loses to Utah 3-1. 21st ranked Utah 3-1 last night there. And next up, for women's volleyball, it's going to be Iowa State. So we'll see what happens in Ames this weekend. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or when I have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, that's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Again, if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you like, hit that like and subscribe button, and leave us a 4 or 5 stars. That really helps us out a lot. Not just for the popularity, but also I want to reach other K-State fans out there that are looking to keep up, not just only football and basketball, men's basketball, which is obviously the fastball and changeup of of the university, obviously, but we got to check in on our other teams as well and see how they're progressing throughout the 2024-25 campaign. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all real soon. Go Cats!